A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined by a couple of the boys from The Heavy.
Yeah, nice band.
Yeah, good stuff. You'll know some of their songs even if you don't. As you'll discover. You'll see what I mean when you listen to the conversation. But, yeah, it was good to see them. We also spoke to Mike Hancock, who is the oldest player to have played on one of the country's oldest pitches. Mm. He was a nice lad.
He was.
And we had a bit of a conversation about various things,
Fugu,
didn't we?
Fish, coffee.
Yeah, the lot. We had a good feed and a nice drink to wash it down. One that could have killed you and the other one that cost a fortune. And here it all is.
Interesting letters today in the press about the cup final.
Oh, yeah. There.
This one I particularly like, he said, is from Alan Kerr in Tyne and Wear. He said he'd like to applaud the achievement of Manchester City Football Club, the owners, the brilliant manager, Pep Guardiola, and, of course, the fabulous players. They won every domestic football honour this season. I think we know this, really.
Yeah.
And I doubt whether this will ever be repeated. Their 6-0 FA Cup final victory over Watford was just devastating and serves as such a great advertisement for football. Yeah, if you like blood sport. That's not really a great advertisement for football, is it, that?
Well, the way they play it is.
Yes, but, you know, come on, it wasn't much of a game. But this one fascinated me. This was in the Daily Star. Mm. I've read this about four times. It just makes no sense. I don't even know why they printed it. It says, Man City, the Harlem Globetrotters of football, played Watford and made it into the one show. Watford didn't have Millens on the pitch, but played on for love of football and pride, says Tony.
they made it onto the one show.
Yeah, I made it into the one show.
Okay.
I don't get that, do you?
No, I don't. And what are you talking about melons for?
Because
you sure that's not two letters they put together by accident?
He meant millions, but he just spelt it millons, and they never correct.
Oh, okay, right. It's tech speak, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it's millions. Right. He just wanted to say millions.
Oh, okay. Millions. Right. Sorry, he confused me there.
I know, it's not really. The viewing figures for the cup final were interesting. Actually, they're pretty high. They were something like around 7.4 million on BBC One. Pretty impressive. But what's interesting, though, is afterwards on iPlayer, when people knew the result, there was 1.1 million requests to watch it again.
Really?
Really. You also watch 6-0 and you already know what's happened.
What the whole game again? So people watched it in delay. A million people watched it in delay.
Well, that's basically it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just spawned through the goals, didn't they? It really wasn't much of a contest, was it?
Not really, yeah. No, I don't think so, anyway.
I wonder what it used to get at 3 o'clock. I mean, not in its heyday, but that move to 5 o'clock, has it made a serious difference to how many people watch it? I suppose it has. I mean, probably it would have been nearer, sort of, on that basis, about 5 if it's a 3 o'clock kicker.
Yeah, no, I think it must make a difference because, you know, you're about to get more people later, I would have thought. But who knows?
Yeah.
And there's a story about the Women's World Cup. The shirt, they brought out a special shirt for the Lionesses, which is good, really, because, you know, it's cut in the same in the right way, and also it has various patterns on it. It's earned rave reviews on online forums, and it's set to be a big winner with blokes. And of course it isn't really. It's a typical,
depends what shape they are, really.
Twitter-led story. One posted, I'm getting a woman's one. It's better than the men's. Another said, loving that deep red. Why don't the men have that?
Okay.
So there you are.
I was on social media earlier on. There was a referee, a female referee, bemoaning the fact that they don't have kit made for them. That she has to go out and do games. The players get looked after, but she was struggling to find refereeing kit that was kind of cut for a woman.
Oh, that's odd, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean, you think they would? You'd like think they'd deal with that, wouldn't you?
You think you would, really?
The companies,
yeah.
Okay, that make this stuff.
You could have it. You know, she could buy a men's one and have it tapered, but shouldn't
have why to should
do
she?
That. Why should she have
why
to do
should
that?
Should she have to do
why
that?
Should yeah, she have yeah, to do yeah. that? And there's been a lot of talk about squads being selected in the Cricket World Cup, and obviously players are disappointed. And
yeah, we're going to chat about that in a moment.
Yeah, of course. But the Pakistan World Cup squad was selected yesterday, and they left out Junaid Khan for Mohammad Amir, who's a wonderful bowler. And Junaid Khan is a great one-day bowler, but didn't bowl well in this series. In fact, he was pretty poor, really. He paid the price for two indifferent displays. And his reaction to it is, I don't know if you know the act, tape face. Do you know that act?
Yeah, the boy with tape on his face. Yeah.
That was it. He just did a piece of gaffer tape over his face.
Gaffered up his mouth.
And then published that photo.
Well, he said, I don't want to say anything. Truth is bitter. So I think he has said plenty without saying anything. You taped your mouth up and said, I don't want to say anything.
That's not
You're clearly not delighted to have been left out, are you, really?
Really, yeah.
So, yeah, I did see that.
And, yeah, there's some good races on this afternoon at Brighton.
Oh, yeah. These.
The 2 o'clock, the Clodhoppers and the Donovan Newlyweds Classified Stakes.
Yeah, nice.
And at 4:10, the Rag and Bone Man's here live on July the 27th Handicap. It's more an advert than a race.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading between the lines. I'm guessing Rag and Bone Man's playing there on July. What was it, 20 what?
27.
27. Let's give him a free advert. Fantastic.
I'll bring you news of the Fugo fish later.
What is this? This the one you've got to be...
New rules for the preparation of fugu fish.
Well, this is breaking news. You've got to be so careful how you cut it, because if you cut it wrong, it's toxic and it can kill you, can't it?
That's right, yeah. Although some people do quite like it. Just a touch of the poison, apparently.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about it.
Do you like a touch of the poison?
Not really, no. Not generally. Or
it's,
ever.
It's some responsibility, isn't it? If you're a sushi chef and your job is to prepare this thing that could ultimately kill you if you put the wrong bits in, and you say, you all right, John? Oh, no, I had every night last night. You know, I'll be honest, I've had 2 hours kip and I had about seven. I'm all over the shop, really. So I'll do the fugu. Don't worry, I'll be fine. Hand over one eye. It's. I mean, it's not like, you know.
Japanese people don't get drunk like that.
Well, I bet they do. Eye. I bet they do.
Oh, do they?
I suppose you may be able to find some. You just hang out with the wrong Japanese people.
You don't, when you're in Tokyo, you don't see people falling about all over the street, you know.
Really?
As you do.
They probably do it in private.
Europe. Yes.
Cutting up toxic fish for each other. Anyway. In the kind of game of fishy Russian roulette.
Fugu can be served in restaurants only by a chef trained to remove the liver, ovaries and testes, which contain a deadly poison called tetrodotoxin.
Yeah.
Some 300 people have been poisoned by fugu over the past decade, and three have died. So I say only three.
Blimey.
Well, you know, but still.
You threw that away, didn't you?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
It's not really good, really.
Just
and
three.
Fugu lovers say the presence of a small amount of poison and the tingling sensation which it produces in the lips and gums enhances the pleasure of eating the fish.
Really?
Less enjoyable effects include numbness, vomiting and coma.
Oh, okay.
Not
yeah,
so
yeah.
Good, that
so
one.
I think I'll forego the slight Leslie Ashing of the lips on the basis that I won't die and slip into a coma.
Leslie Ashing.
Yeah. So,
the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
So we salute Mike Hancock, who was not just the oldest player on a pitch in a recent game, but he was the oldest player on the oldest pitch. He was playing for our old Boltonian vets, and they were playing on the Tower Street pitches in Chapel Town, which have been used since 1873. So a double whammy. Old player on an old pitch.
That's great.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry to call you old. I mean, it's all in the mind. And the great thing is, you're a right back. I love the fact that you're a 70-year-old right back. I mean, do you get up and down the channel, do you?
Yeah, I think the term is wing back, actually.
A wing back?
Yeah.
Have you always played continually? I would imagine you have, yeah. It'd be hard to give it up for about 20 years and come back.
Well, your Saturday afternoon suddenly become sacrosanct, don't they? And it's like a drug, isn't it, really?
So is it a Saturday afternoon team that you play for? They play 3 o'clock?
Yeah, we Old Boltonians have got four teams in the Lancashire Amateur League.
Yeah.
Basically, they've been very successful. I've played for basically mainly the lower teams, and I ran one of the teams for about 7 years.
Mm.
But eventually we formed a vets team. And that's when we started to have a bit of success. But that was 25 years ago.
Do you have the old vets and the young vets? I know a number of clubs do, because it's kind of quite a broad church, isn't it, really? You can get people of about 38, 39 playing against people in their sort of mid to late 60s.
Well, that was it. It's a good idea, that. But when I started playing, the age was over 35.
Hmm.
And I watched a tournament on Saturday up at Turton, up at our ground. and that was supposed to be a vets tournament, but there were some of our lads over 35 were still playing the first team. So, yeah, you're right. That's probably a good idea. We should have another cut-off, maybe, what, 69?
Yeah, that's it, 69 and over. Yeah, you'll be the star.
I was having a chat with my son recently. He's about 37, and he was saying to me, he's starting to feel, he still plays regularly, 11 aside, but he's starting to feel it. You know, he's playing against 22-year-olds. I mean, have you noticed over the years a sort of decline, or do you feel you're as good as you always were?
Yeah, certainly. There's bound to be a decline. In fact, that's an obvious question.
I know.
One of the things was that, you know, when you're young and you're invincible, really, you know, you get a knock on a Saturday and you're fit to play the following Saturday. And then gradually, you know, in your 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, you get a knock on a Saturday. And about 3 weeks later, you're thinking, well, maybe I should give it a go. But we've got a great setup at the Old Bolts. We were always able to train, use the school facilities. This is Bolton School. It's a very old, respected independent school in Bolton. So we've been supported by them. In fact, the Old Boltonians Association actually own the pitches. So, the thing is that I've also been able to continually, you know, go to the gym and so on and keep relatively fit. But I was just saying that end of 2015, we had one of these vets tournaments where I played two games the same day. And then during the week afterwards, I had horrendous pains and I went to see the consultant. And he said, well, what do you want? Good news or bad news? I said, I'll have the bad news. He said, you need a new hip.
Oh, no.
So I'm still playing on. Not had the new hip yet, but I think it's fairly imminent.
It's not far off. No. Do you find, is it as much as the thing you notice is recovery times? As I say, I sort of play once a week, and now as I get older, I find Saturday mornings I kind of get up and I'm walking like Count Arthur Strong. You know, I'm just with that sort of walk to the loo the first thing in the morning, and you start to seize up during the night after you've played a game.
Yeah, I think that generally happens around about in your 60s, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite there yet.
Okay.
One thing we haven't established was that the oldest pitch, oldest person, was that a coincidence or just something?
No, well, it is a coincidence, but, I mean, there is a huge tradition there because, in fact, story goes that one of our guys about 30 years ago, one of the fathers of one of the players was wandering around the edge of the pitch and he saw in the long grass one of these old rollers, you know, these old metal rollers with the ornate handle and ornate ironwork on it, and had a date on it, 1863.
Wow.
No, 1873. And he actually sort of struck him, hang on, you know, that's a bit early for football. And he went and delved into the history. And that's how we sort of established that it basically is that the oldest football pitches that have been continually played on.
Wow.
So, you know, that was a forerunner. That was before the Football League. In fact, the people who started the club, originally it was Curtin FC, because in the Curtin area near Bolton, the schoolmaster started the team. And Curtin FC, Bolton Wanderers, sort of formed from out of Curtin FC. They split off. So there you go.
Wow. So you're gonna keep playing? No plans to retire just yet?
Well, I'm thinking of having the hip done, but on the other hand, some of my mates have started playing walking football successfully. Yeah, and there's a good... that was started up here, by a chap in Bury, but it's well established up here around the Bolton area. So I'm thinking of having a go at that.
That one. I just want, in walking football, if you're on right back, one of the players, the midfield players, puts the ball into space down the right flank and you're walking towards it and your winger's just alongside you, walking with you to try who's going to reach the ball first.
It must be
weird as a wide player, winger or a wing-back playing walking football, mustn't it?
Yeah.
Strange.
It will be. I think one of the biggest problems would be not to run after it, so that you know, you're going to restrain yourself.
We had a caller once finally, Mike, on the show, and they I don't know what you're going to do with the old hip, but what this golf club did, they one of the guys had a hip replacement and they put the hip on a plinth and then they played for it, the vets played for it every season. So it could be the Mike Hancock Hip Cup, couldn't it? That could be a little vets tournament you could have at the club.
Yeah, if we had the tournament, I presented the prize. Yeah. There you go.
Bit macabre, that, but there we are. Anyway, good to talk to you, Mike. All the best. Keep up the good work.
Well done, mate.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
there we are. Okay. Still going strong at 70 years old. 70 years young.
Really?
Still
tremendous.
Playing football, which is a great advert, I think. You do it all the time you can.
Of course you should.
Do.
Absolutely.
Have you tried the walking football, Andy? I imagine you enjoy it.
I would enjoy it. I played Christmas Day. I played a bit of outfield as well.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, up and down. Not too bad.
Still enjoy it.
He's right, though. You get a knock. That's it. You're done for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens with cricket. I mean, that's why when we play, when we're doing an OB during the... And we're going to talk about this here. We're doing... Well, why not? In a couple of weeks' time, we're doing an OB for one of Green King's pubs.
You are.
We're going to play a game. We'll give you more information about it. But normally, I would have been practising beforehand.
Yeah.
But I know if I practice beforehand, I won't be able to walk on the day. So I'm just going to sort of warm up and bowl now, hopefully. The next 2 days I'll suffer, but you know.
That's right, a bit of live cricket on the show you're going to be playing, aren't you? That's interesting.
We've got a star-studded lineup.
Very kind for one of the boys that play football with Mickey. He says, I thought you played like you seized up. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, very harsh.
He's going to get a kick next time I see him.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
The stories involving Henrik Mkhitaryan not travelling to Baku for the final. Because it would appear that his safety cannot be guaranteed as an Armenian.
It's poor. It's just it's not acceptable.
The reaction, really. I mean, Gunner blog, for example, on Twitter, much followed by Arsenal fans, says, I would be more proud of my club for boycotting the Europa League final than for winning it. Which is
such a big call, though, for Arsenal. You know, you can imagine
but
doing
that. I think a lot of Arsenal fans would feel like that. There's been talk about
a
boycott.
Look at the difference between being in the Champions League and being in the Europa League. You know, in terms of revenue, in terms of how it affects your season, that would be a big call for Arsenal to do that. You know, it's not Arsenal's fault. I mean, I get the idea of the boycott, and it's a call for Chelsea to join them, but, you know, it's not Arsenal's fault that UEFA decided stupidly to have this thing. It's a bit much to ask them to do it.
But then they get, almost by doing this, they get a free pass. They play the tournament in a place where you can barely get to it. You can't have...
No, it's an absolutely ludicrous decision.
And then you
decision.
Get a player, you know, who doesn't feel he can play there safely. The same thing happened when they played Karabag.
Yeah, it's completely unacceptable, but, you know... What are you going to do? It would be a big sacrifice for Arsenal. It would be a great moment of principle, and if you know that would be wonderful, and people would admire them for that. But you know, in your experience, do football clubs do that?
Yeah, well, probably not. But you know, that is the strength of feeling, I think, among some Arsenal fans, and it doesn't feel right that a player can't go and play a game in a country where there's
it's
a European
right.
final.
It's absolutely
being
not right.
Leaves a bad taste.
I agree. So we should read Nathan Richardson's tweet out because he did both.
He says, I did only mentioned earlier on that Graham Potter, one of the things he did while he was at Ostersunds was to, you know, because he's a big believer in kind of managing the man, not the player. And he did various things at Ostersunds, including a bit of Amdram for his players, getting them to do a bit of acting.
Why not?
And he said he won't be pushing it that far at Brighton. He said, if the boys are on their sunbeds, get the message through to them. I won't be making them do that. And I said, well, they could always do the old David Mamet play, Glenn Murray, Glenn Ross.
Very good.
And I thought we wouldn't get any more of those. But Nathan says, they could do a bit of Shakespeare, Beware the Ides of Sully March.
Yeah,
they could, Nathan.
They could.
Thank you.
I've got Hove Alone and Hove Alone 2.
That's good. We like that. Yeah, okay. They could do little productions of those, couldn't they? Why not?
Good.
Anything else?
Yes. I've got news of a very, very expensive cup of coffee.
Okay.
So I know we often talk about these things on the show during the off-season. Mm. And this is a cup of coffee that from Klatch Coffee in California.
Okay.
Which is is it 65 quid a cup? Yes, 60 quid.
Yeah. 65 quid?
Yes. Klatch Coffee is serving the exclusive organic single-source fair trade brew, the Elida Natural Geisha 803, at its branches in Southern California and San Francisco. The cup's name refers to a record-breaking 803 per pound for the beans sold at a recent auction after winning the Best of Panama coffee competition, which I maintain is sport.
Really? What's the most you would spend on a cup of coffee, Andy? And you're a bit of a coffee snob. But you wouldn't spend 65 quid, would you? I think you spend a tenner on a bar of chocolate now and again.
Three or four quid. I mean, for me,
that's
Brian,
the going rate. You're basically spending the going rate.
Well, for me, the best coffee in London by a long way is Bar Italia. Still is Bar Italia in London's Frith Street.
Yeah.
And that's no more expensive than anyone else. It just happens to be brilliant. And they've got the old Gaggio machine from the late 50s. They've got the old.
It makes a big difference, the old.
Sensational.
Yeah. Marvellous.
But that would be my recommendation. I wouldn't pay 65 quid. But I'm looking at their website, Klatch. And,
Klatch.
Yeah. And there's some wonderful sort of contributions on the forum.
Oh, yeah.
James has written, he says, wowza, got my first espresso club shipment today. And wow, I'm already blown away. Beautiful, rich Kramer. And so flavourful and smooth.
Kramer?
Yes, that's the top bit.
Yeah. Okay, right.
I got the Columbia roast, says Andrew, and it's fantastic. The only reason I'm giving it 4 stars, it's not the best one I've had from Klatch.
Well, it was only 40 quid.
I prefer the crazy goat blend.
Yeah, don't we all?
We do.
We're off to the pictures tonight, aren't we?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to
we're
that.
We're going to see a documentary about Diego Maradona, made by Asif Kapadia, who made Senna and Amy. So a great pedigree.
I think what's interesting about these documentaries that he makes is the fact that they don't use talking heads.
Yeah.
Which is this sort of easy way to do it. But it's cut together. It's much harder, the challenge he sets himself, to tell a sort of narrative story without people saying, oh, Diego was a lovely lad, you know. And
yeah, like I said to him, he came and he sat down. He said, I said, do you want to join Sheffield United?
Yeah,
and he
said,
I wouldn't mind. I'm only 16. I'll come. I'll,
don't know why he spoke in a Yorkshire accent.
It's not really a Yorkshire accent. Could be
he
anything,
picked up the accent very quickly, Diego. Yeah. That was his thing.
Now, this is the manager who nearly signed him, of course. Yes. With Dean and I, says Mark in Nottingham. Very good. Well
very
done, Mark.
Good.
One of the other shows that Graham Potter could do. Now, I don't know how much we can tell you. We'll find out tonight how much of it is embargoed. And so if we can tell you about the film tomorrow, we will. If we can't, we'll tell you as soon as we can, and we'll try and get the guys.
He's on his way, Diego, to Cannes, I see. Yeah,
yeah, it's gone down a storm, apparently. Mm. As a film I got to see last night. I went and saw a preview of Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Elton John film. Mm. And it's excellent. Yeah,
I think it was about Stern John.
Yeah. But it was, well, it could be about. No, it was good. Yeah, good. I do recommend it. It was. I thought it was going to be a straight up and down biopic, a bit more like Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's not. You know, it's kind of effectively a musical. It's a bit of a hybrid of the two.
It looks good. It sounds good. Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know.
Have you seen The Queen? Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes, I have. Yeah. But again, it's the central performance. Taron Egerton is fantastic in it. Mm. So if you like Elton John's music, you can't go wrong. That's got a great cast. And it's sort of now and again, this sort of throwback, even little shades of Tommy, the old Who. Remember the Tommy? Because he was in that Elton, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Pinball Wizard. But a couple of moments in the family home in the 50s got echoes of that.
You're listening to Simon Mayo and Mark Comeau.
No, clearly not. But it's good.
It's good.
I'm not
going
to go any more
in
depth than that and to tell you that it's a good night out and fairly warts and all. Mamma Mia, it is not. In terms of, it's kind of Elton that is when he completely lost the plot, really.
and got up to all sorts, which they don't spare you. So, but it's very good and a brilliant central performance. So yeah, if you get a chance, go and check it out.
Good. Now, what's his name? I've got it here. Alan in Bolton. He wrote to the Daily Star today saying, Charlotte Hawkins off GMB looks stunning.
Off GMB.
I love it, don't you?
Off GMB.
Off GMB. Yeah. Looks stunning at the BAFTAs recently. Please can we see a pic of the highly attractive presenter? Oh, just Google it.
Yeah, if you're, desperate. You wouldn't think that gone are the days when you have to go to a national newspaper and ask them to print a picture of somebody. Really, when you can get instant... Well, I mean, in terms of looking at that picture, you can get to it very quickly, can't you? I might have something else for you, Andy. Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit worried about Anthony Joshua. All I'm saying is, Eddie Hearn, never lose him because he is a promoter's dream. Because what tends to happen is that a promoter lines up a fighter and the fighter says, he's a bum, I'm going to knock him down, it's only going to last a round. But not Anthony. This is a man that is covering his disappointment in who he's going to be fighting for his first big fight in America incredibly well. Andy Ruiz Jr. is not in the greatest shape physically, I would say. He's very much the before and the before and after picture. Anthony says, it's not about what you look like. It's a craft, a skill, and what's in your heart and your head that matters. Andy has shown he has all that and can fight and box. That's what matters. I think Andy is a great challenger and will bring it on the first. He's honestly a promoter's dream, really? Is AJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
That's The Heavy from their new album, Sons, and we were listening to some tracks earlier on, and that was the one that we said, yes, start with that one. We love that
good,
one.
Funky.
Better as one, and from the band, Kelvin Spencer are here. Good afternoon, guys. Good to
good
see
afternoon.
You.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it. All of us were playing the album earlier on, and how long's that one been in the works? When was the last album?
Oh, it's been a couple of years, I think, isn't it?
Only a couple of years. It took us 3 years to make that album.
Yeah.
And
wow,
so
really?
this album, it took us about a year.
Do you feel more kind of responsibility with success? I mean, how does it tend to work? You know, the expectation's that much greater, isn't it, I suppose? Because, you know, you've got to follow in, people like your stuff.
Well, there is that, but, you know, you just got to make sure that you write better songs.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I think we've been pretty lucky, you know, our music gets used quite a bit in film and TV, so we kind of have that luxury of time. And reflection, you know. So hopefully this album is sounding pretty tough.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like a really, really cool, kind of solid piece of work.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a broad sort of set of influences, really, when you listen to your stuff that sort of comes into the mix, isn't it?
I remember when we were very early on the first album, I think one either Kelv or Dan said they just like the idea of the albums being like mixtape, so it's just a whole variety of influences from everyone in the band.
There's a track on the album that's very kind of quite sort of 60s rocky. There's one that's a bit Prince-like, you know, this kind of
absolutely
lots of different sort of moods.
Well, that's what it used to be like in our house, you know. They used to be rock, they used to be rock steady, there'd be bebop, there'd be rock and roll, you know. So it's kind of you know, and then I kind of found hip-hop when I was like 9 years old, so it's like it's all of that is kind of in there, as well as, you know, the influences of everybody else.
And you're playing... No, it's just everyone has different... You don't just listen to one sort of music.
No, of course not.
You don't want to pigeonhole yourself by just doing the one sort of...
No.
...sort of style.
And you're playing tonight.
Yes, we are playing tonight.
Yeah. Any tickets left?
What are you going to jump on?
I like touting. Well, I just because people were here and think that's good. I'm glad to get along there.
It's unfortunate.
It's sold out tonight.
Sold out tonight, and you know, we'll play Bristol next week as well, and that's sold out. But we do have tickets for the
Yeah, the autumn tour. I think there's tickets. That's only just been announced. I think that went up on the Instagram yesterday. So
that's good.
It's still
dates. You've become sort of festival favourites. So are you doing a lot of festivals this summer, or
we're doing one?
Oh, okay.
We're doing one.
Festival. We're doing one.
But we are doing Hyde Park. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be fine.
And the American, we were watching a bit of old footage of you on Letterman.
Oh right. Okay,
and he was
what a reaction
when he likes you. I've known comedians have gone on there, and when he likes you, he gets you back, and he does like you. And he liked you boys, didn't he? I mean, a couple of times he said, well, just keep playing, fellas. You got another song? Or why don't you play that one again?
It was a bit ridiculous because he'd never done that in the 20-odd years that he'd been doing it.
Amazing.
with any band, you know. So for us to kind of go on there, it was ludicrous.
Yeah. I think people assumed that it was kind of pre-planned, but it absolutely wasn't. So we finished and we're like, okay.
And that's... with us being from Britain as well, we were just like, all right, he just wants us to play it again, okay. We didn't realise how...
Yeah,
how big that was.
Sure, isn't it? The amount of bands he'd had on that show over 20 plus years. I mean, that's a great honour, isn't it?
Great, yeah,
it
was a great, fantastic honor. Thing to do.
You mentioned some of your stuff gets used a lot in sort of TV and film. We're going to play a little snatch of one of your songs. I think everybody will be aware of it. Have a listen to this. When it first starts turning up in sort of advertising and movies and stuff like that, I mean, it must be a bit weird, isn't it? The kind of calls are coming in to ask permission to use it for this, that, and the other.
It was The Fighter, wasn't it?
It was the Kia ad after we played Letterman.
Yep, absolutely.
And they had a Kia ad for the Super Bowl that year,
mm-hmm.
and it was voted the best advert throughout the Super Bowl weekend, because you know they do that whole thing. So it was voted the best out of that weekend, and then after that The Fighter used it.
That was the first film to use it. I think it was in the actual film and the trailer as well,
and they kept on using snippets of it throughout the whole of the film, which was incredible for us.
Have you had do you have favourite places it's been? I mean, sometimes, you know, you get really incongruous music, like in sort of Bargain Hunt or something like that. They'll suddenly play it on Antiques Roadshow. So you think,
Antiques Roadshow?
You know what I mean?
I'd love it if it was on Antiques Roadshow.
It's been on Under the Hammer or something.
It's been on Homes Under the Hammer. It would have been. So, I mean, you've probably got favourite uses of it. Maybe Quentin Tarantino rather than Homes Under the Hammer, possibly. Come on, Dion Dublin using it. So you're football fans as well, a pair of you, is that right?
Well, this fan is.
Kel's just unaffiliated, but a football fan. I'm unfortunately at the moment a Manchester United fan.
Do you get to the games?
I've just got my season ticket for next season, so I sort of got swept up with the enthusiasm when Ole was appointed and we had that good run of games. So.
Yeah.
That was helpful for the season ticket sales.
Yeah. I think it definitely boosted them. Yeah, they were calling a lot, actually, funny enough, trying to shift them.
Having sort of buyer's regret now? Do you feel that maybe they shouldn't have given him the gig now?
I think it's impossible to... It's one of those that everyone thought Mourinho was the right man for the job, and then it turned out that he wasn't. So everyone's saying, oh, he's not the right man. It's like, well, he hasn't really had a stab at it yet. He's only getting into his first transfer window. So.
You'll know next year pretty soon.
We'll know pretty soon, yeah. Exactly. I mean,
but you've got to give him a couple of seasons, though.
Oh, they're never going to do that.
No, they're not, are they? I don't know. I love him. He's obviously a club legend. I wish they'd stop talking about the history of the club and what they've done. I think they need to just break
the Manchester United way.
Becoming a bit of a dirty phrase for me.
It doesn't mean anything to current players.
I don't think it does. I think some of the players that have come through it maybe care more about the club than some of the higher paid ones, shall we say.
Little did we think Jose's legacy was going to be to raise the community shield to the point where Manchester City are the formidables and not just the team that got the treble, because apparently, I mean, it's only Jose that cared a jot about it, really, and now suddenly it's there.
Well,
everybody's getting excited about it,
isn't he? So I've heard. Yeah, I mean, City are amazing at the moment, and Liverpool as well. It breaks my heart to say it, but those two have set the bar for everyone, haven't they, really? Yeah. I mean, that gap between second and third is, 20-odd points, I think?
It's difficult.
It's going to be a catch-up.
No affiliation for you, then, Kevin? No one particular club you follow? You just sort of...
No affiliation for me, I'm afraid. You know, I kind of grew up in a house where everybody, you know, I'm one of 11, so everybody had a favourite football team. And I remember being with Liverpool for, you know, a lot of my youth. And I just kind of... I used to get so annoyed with seeing everybody just... being so down on a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it does miss, like, you're, you know, right.
And it really wasn't affecting me so much. So I love football, but I don't support it.
It does mess with your life, it's true. It does affect, especially this man here, blimey.
Blimey.
Never seen somebody.
Who are you?
Chelsea.
He's Chelsea. Oh, I'm
final to look forward to.
Yeah, we both have. Yeah, that's right.
Who's going
to
win?
Well, that's a great, yeah, you're not that confident, are you?
They're taking it very seriously, Arsenal. They're playing a practice match and everything. They've got a manager that's won it 3 times.
So, yeah, that's true. Yeah, of course.
And it means more to them because, you know, we're already in the Champions League.
So just get that one in
good
there.
To win.
So, the new album, Sons, is out now by the Heavy. We're going to play out with another track. We're going to play the Simple Things.
Okay.
Different to kind of show the kind of breadth, really, of the album. So lovely to meet you, fellas. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very, very much.
Good to see you. So, new album by the Heavy Sons is out now, thanks to Kelv and to Spencer.
Caught up in a daydream. Caught up in the heat of your love. There ain't no misbehaving. 'Cause time after time, I tell myself I'm better. Time after time, evil tests my every pressure. Time after time, I make it like you want me, 'cause my heart can't bring it.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return tomorrow from 1. We'll have Tim Vickery, South American correspondent. He's over on a bit of a flying visit to the UK. He'll join us in the studio. So until then, thanks for downloading us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.